Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that name which is above every name, the glorious and majestic name of Jesus, which declares that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That day is coming. The most hardened, rebellious, wicked person is going to bend their knee. And beloved, in the time we have remaining, we need to be able to share the good news of the gospel, that whomsoever will may come to enough saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The world makes fun of the gospel. They have no use for Christians. There's intolerance. There's bigotry. There's all kinds of evil and wickedness abounding on the face of the earth. Darkness is covering the earth, and gross darkness the people. But beloved, you and I, who have seen a great light, know that God is in control, and that He wants us to be as a city set upon a hill, as a light that is set upon a candlestick, that in the darkness of this world, there those who are looking for answers, those who are looking for truth, will be able to find their way because of Jesus. He is the light of the world and the light of our lives. We've been sharing the last couple of days on the possibilities in Christ that we have. And beloved, in the days and weeks ahead of us, I believe God is going to open possibilities in your life that you have never believed or seen didn't think could happen. I believe that's true. I'm excited and stirred in terms of UCM ministry. God has doors that are going to be opening. And beloved, you and I in our individual lives need to be ready to walk through those doors of opportunity. And God wants to enlarge the place. He wants us to enlarge the place of our tent. He wants us to get ready to receive from Him. But beloved, you know what? It starts in your heart. It starts in my heart, where there's expectation that God, that now is the appointed time. I've always loved that scripture. For the Lord, the Lord, hallelujah, shall arise and shall have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Praise God. Well, I could go off on that, but that's not, I need to stay on track in terms of the message that God wants me to share with you. And you know, it's heartbreaking. It's actually, for those who know the truth, it really fills one's heart with sadness and then even anger, because there are many preachers who really treat the ministry just as a profession, and they can spend countless hours trying to tell people what God does not do today. Beloved, you know, just yesterday I was talking to a dear friend in a rural community in Northern California, and there's just like about three churches there, and one of them is a bi-denomination, a full gospel church that believes in the fullness of the Spirit, doctrinally the gifts of the Spirit, and there is no hunger, there's no operation of the gifts. It's like they don't even know what prophecy is. And it's like, I'm listening to her. I said, are you serious? And it's like, is that possible in today's day? But beloved, there are so many, even leaders, that are depriving their congregations because they have not come or into a fullness and understanding of what the Word has for us. I don't know what the reasons are, beloved, but I'm telling you, God was plain. He says what He meant and means what He said. If these same preachers would spend just a fraction of their time in telling people what God is doing and will do, we would see the church alive and aflame with the power of God. By the time these teachers of false doctrine get through with the people, there isn't much left for them to rely on or to expect. Some relegate God's promises only to a future time, after death, when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing it will be. Beloved, and some don't even give that hope, we don't need victory in heaven. We are going to live in a constant state of victory and blessedness and bliss and fulfillment and glory. But we need it now, and God has made provision for us to experience it now. God's not limited. He's not broke. He's not weak. He is abundantly able and powerful to accomplish in you, brother and sister, for all of us as the body of Christ, all that we need to live a victorious life in the here, in now, right now. Beloved of God, are you ready to stake your claim in God's gold mine of manifold promises and resources? It's all you have to do is believe God, expect, and then that's all it. He's going to do the rest. If we will present ourselves, we can expect astounding results in our lives. God's no respecter of persons. He hasn't changed. What he did for the early church, don't you think he's going to do it for this latter-day church? He saves the best wine for last. That was a principle that was clearly demonstrated at his first miracle, the wedding in Cana. And if we are attempting as ministers and leaders to adjust the word of God to modern thinking or to what our experience has been, beloved, what a sad state that is. He's no respecter of persons. There's so many things that change in this life. Isn't that true? Times change, clothing style change, governments change, religions change, scientific theories change, but God's word never changes. God's word is just as powerful today as when it was first revealed. Only the church has changed. And beloved, we need to return to the once powerful message that the early church proclaimed. And if we will proclaim this gospel of the kingdom in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost, as did the early church saints, we will see the same results. But we first have to come to a decision that we will obey God rather than man. People may attempt to discourage and condemn us when we're walking in holy gold boldness, but beloved, full trusting faith in God's word will make you a winner and not a loser. Through his word, you will grow in strength and courage to defeat every foe. The church is suffering because some with a watered-down gospel of man-made ideology have been just feeding their congregations this gruel, if you will. And we need the meat of the word. Creeds and dogmas cannot set men free. It's God's word that sets people free. And there's a yearning in the heart of people, regardless of their race, their color, their experience or stature or status in life. They want to know and experience the reality of God's power, of his miracles, of his promises fulfilled in their lives. People read the word of God, and it's like, why aren't we experiencing this today? If you haven't changed, why aren't we seeing this? Why aren't we seeing the signs and wonders that are promised to those who really preach the word of God? Well, there's perhaps an answer right there. We're not preaching the full word of God. We've watered it down. These signs shall follow them that believe. That 16th chapter of Mark. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall cast out devils. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. Beloved, you've been given power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. That's referring to not the natural critters of this earth, but demonic spirits. God has not left us powerless. He's given us the weapons of our warfare. He's given us spiritual armor. And this is the reality that we need to govern our lives by. We have the modernists and the so-called popular theologians who grind out their empty words to a suffering people, declaring solemn warnings to beware of anyone who tells you you can experience the miraculous moving and power of God in your life. And also there are those, you call them grace preachers, and if anyone believes in grace, I do, but they preach a message that doesn't convict of sin. God just wants you to make you feel good. He wants you to receive, maintain your full potential. And in an effort to try to be seeker-friendly to the world, because, you see, we don't want anyone coming in and being turned off. We don't want them convicted of their sin. We just want to draw them by all the good things that God gives. Well, beloved, there's certainly truth to that, but it starts with a realization of who we are and who He is. He is the Creator God. We are the pot, the clay. He is the potter, and He has the right to fashion man and intervene in our lives as He chooses. We cannot, how can we say to the potter, why have you made me this way? Or, I don't like what you're doing. Beloved, we have to understand that our first response to God is to fear the Lord. He's an awesome, fearful God, not in cringing fear, but to realize His nature, His character. He is God, and to surrender our hearts and lives to Him and allow Him to do what we cannot do for ourselves. He will perfect that which concerns thee. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8 doesn't just say tomorrow, but forever. And beloved, if you want the best that God has to offer, you have to expect it. You have to believe what I'm telling you, that there are untapped possibilities for your life that you haven't even realized or achieved. And that's the same is true for me, for everyone. I don't care how long we've served God, none of us have arrived yet. And if you doubt in your heart that God means what He says, then you allow the enemy to rob you of what God has for you. If we deny or doubt the supernatural and Christianity, then we have only religion. Religion is mere form, ritual, religious observances. But Christianity, beloved, is relationship. It's new life. T.L. Osborne wrote, Christianity is the heart and nature of Jesus Christ being manifested in man. Christianity is the miracle life. It began in miracles. It's based on a succession of miracles. It is propagated by miracles. It's the only life which will satisfy the hunger of a lost soul. Beloved, you are important to God. Your needs are important. And as I've stated this many times, I understand more and more each day how true this statement is. Well, my time is gone. Beloved, it matters to Him about you. I care about you. Only God knows the tears that I shed as I read and intercede for the letters that come in, the needs that are so desperate. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Remember, as I open this broadcast, you don't have any problems that God can't solve. That God can't produce miracles in your life. I invite you to write. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.